right, welcome in. Episode 42 of Are You Serious? We are back.
We are back. Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah. You look like hell, Andrew.
I feel awful. We'll get to that. Pollen has.
Yeah.
Pollen punch me.
Pollen doing what it does.
This is by far the worst it has been for me in South Carolina. I texted you a picture, and I'll post it later once everything's figured out. I woke up Monday from a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't see out of my right eye. Swollen shut.
When you sent me that picture, I literally screamed and jumped back from the phone. I mean, it was that scary.
And then I did a cold compress, and then everything else is a little bit better. But Darion said, open your eyes, and I'm trying. So we're here. Of course, we record this a little bit earlier than when it airs on that Thursday, but hopefully I'll be feeling better for that live chat.
Yeah.
If not.
At least looking a little better, because this is going to be a hard episode if I got to sit across from Matt the whole time.
Yeah, every time we have like a really fun episode, it's like, I don't have a voice. My eyes got bags under them, whatever it is. Yeah. So we've made it. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a while.
It's been crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You've had some tough times. Mm-hmm. We had to take a week break.
Yeah.
Everyone's sending their deepest condolences.
Yeah. It was one of those things where, and I don't think everyone knew this, of course, my grandpa passed away. Papaw, as we like to call him. But I actually was fortunate enough to go back to Kentucky the weekend before he passed to have 2 days with him.
Right.
We had no idea it would be
as
quick as it was. Right. I was expecting, you know, maybe another year or two. Right. I don't know. Very optimistic. So even to go back and just have the time flying.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we get the news that Thursday.
Yeah.
Then we make the trek driving.
Right.
I am still trying to catch
up. Still trying to,
But it's memories, I think, that I'll certainly cherish forever.
Yeah.
Grandparents are special.
Grandparents are special. And we were talking about this, kind of planning for this episode, a little tribute to grandparents.
Yeah. I feel like it.
Grandparents are magical.
Yes.
They are just insanely magical. And I think even more so, I hope the Northerners don't get on me about this. But there's something about Southern grandmas and grandpas.
I was about to
grannies
say.
And pawpaws.
Both
meemaws and papaws.
Mammals. What were your grandparents? What are
Granny and Pops.
Okay. Mine is Mammal and Papaw.
Yeah.
And then Mimi and Pawpaw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like the greatest. And I've been very fortunate. That was the first grandparent for me that's passed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had all four for 30 years of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's something about when you go to grandma or grandpa's house and you feel like you're 10 again.
Yeah, it's true.
You feel like you're 10 again. You have not a worry in the world. Even with him passing and us going to the farm, because he was the farmer. He's the he's the one that, you know, like, I got a little hick in me. It's because of him.
Yeah.
I still felt like I was 10 years old with no worries in the world, even though we were there on bad circumstances.
Yeah.
It's crazy how that works.
My granny passed when I was 30. And she passed the day before I was scheduled to go visit her. I was living near the Outer Banks of North Carolina at the time, and had scheduled to go home and see her. And, of course, every time I went back home, it was, you know, I would see my granny before I'd see mom.
Yeah.
You know, that's just how it was. And we were going to spend the day together. But she passed. But when I got to her house, she had everything that she always had for me when I was a child growing up. And always up and through my 20s, if she knew I was coming to visit, we had the Cokes in the glass bottles.
Okay.
She had my favorite cookies.
Okay.
And she had my favorite candy. And we were going to go to our favorite restaurant. And it was all there in the house waiting on me when I went.
I feel like they know every need or what you want.
Yeah.
But then they just almost feel like a superhero.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like when I even think in the past couple of days with my papa, like he always would not meet a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
He was tall and just a big, heavyset dude, like intimidating look, but would love anyone dearly, take the clothes off his back for anyone else. And you just sit back and like, man, if I could be more like that.
Yeah.
It's something about that generation.
Yeah.
that I feel like we can learn a lot from today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I'm at now. So, like, obviously, like, the grieving process still exists, and it will be. And, you know, my dad's still going through the grieving process. I think we all are. But it's now to the point to where it's like, okay, you look back and you really cherish some of those moments.
Yeah.
And you look at those photos and you talk about those stories of, oh, I remember when he used to do this. And that's what makes it so special.
You know, I know that, like, love of weather, I'm guessing, isn't hereditary.
No.
But it's dang close.
Yeah.
Because my granny was a weather fanatic.
Oh, okay.
Fanatic. She could read the skies. Every time you went to her house growing up, there was a weather channel. And she was watching and knew what was happening and what was going on.
That's awesome.
And if there was ever a big weather event when I was growing up, we would call each other all day long. So if it was snowing, we were always calling each
other. That's epic.
You know, we lived about an hour apart. Is it snowing there? Yeah. Is it snowing there? Yeah. How much you got? All day long. All day long. Storms, hurricanes, all of it. We were constantly calling each other. And I think she had a little hand in this career path. Her birthday was March 25th. I did my first ever on-air weather show newscast on March 25th.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's
sharing my you know, broadcast career anniversary with her birthday is kind of special.
Well, and I was telling my family too, after my grandpa passed, I had a full circle moment like that. I was going through my phone. Well, I guess the day of, I was going through my phone and I saw a picture of him and Brooks together.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, like it literally popped up on the memory.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, that was a sign.
Yeah.
Well, then a week or the week of, I found a voicemail from him.
Oh.
So I will have that voicemail for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's 15 seconds, but
it's all right.
To just have to hear those that 15 voice. Seconds,
yep.
it's going to be game changer. So I just got to say, listen, if you have grandparents in your life, cherish them.
Oh,
spend every moment and ounce you can with them.
Yeah.
I'm also going to give like a kudos to our director.
Mm-hmm.
She has no idea that I'm doing this, but Sarah posted something this week about how, I don't know, she'll be able to correct us when she comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her cousins or her sister, they went to their grandma's house and surprised them with a sleepover.
Oh,
like
my gosh.
Little moments like that.
Wonderful.
Cherish as much as you can, because you never know how long you're going to have those moments for. It's kind of where I'm at right now. Welcome to a very somber RUC.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. It's good, though.
You know? Like, it's okay.
You know, see them again.
It's all part of the process.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It is.
You know, I still think about my granny every day. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I think now the hardest part for me was, you know, seeing my grandma.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out what the new normal is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
So, but
especially at that age, it gets, it's even tougher.
So other than that, like, just I'm relishing on everything that we have.
Yeah. That's
and also, too, it puts a good perspective into life. Like, it's, I remember being five and sitting on the farm and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now here I am 25 years later. I'm like, where is time going?
Yeah.
And it only gets faster.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
I don't know. Granny. Big enthusiastic with weather. What else did she enjoy?
Gardening.
I was about to say.
Gardening.
My papa was a farmer.
Yeah. Me and her getting out in the garden.
You're basically your granny.
I am. I've grown up to be my granny, and I'm okay with it. I always that, you know, my mom raised me, but granny made me who I am.
Mm.
I have her sense of humor.
Yeah.
Her love of nature and outside and the garden and just looking up. And that was her, you know? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
Well.
All right. You know what? let's turn this one up a little bit. Cause
I don't know how we think about that.
Somebody got some tissues.
As I'm like sweating bullets over here.
Is it hot in here?
I don't know if it's my allergies or if it's...
Because I keep looking down because I feel like I'm sweating through my shirt because I just left the gym.
I think I am. Also.
In the lights.
The gym.
Yeah. We're not going to... Whatever.
You don't want to talk about that?
I'm going to the gym. Basically, I just don't want to die.
Welcome
to... It's time to do something. I've been going for a while.
Well, good.
Yeah, I had some foot issues. I had some back issues, and I kind of had to take some time off.
Yeah.
But I'm back.
Mm. My knee pops when I run, so I don't run anymore. So now we're walking.
I don't run anymore either. Unless I'm being chased. Or it's from a fire.
Even then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fast walk.
Pollen.
Yeah. I mean, what else can you say? What else can you say?
This week was the worst so far.
The good news is, when we have these warm springs like this, is that it tends to come hard and fast, but we tend to get it over with. If it's kind of a cooler spring where it's cold and then warm and then cold and then warm, you sort of get a prolonged spell of pollen. And we're also having kind of an active spring. There have been springs where, you know, in the height of the pollen, where it doesn't rain for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it just gets ridiculous. But at least we're getting a little cleansing. We got a couple rainmakers coming up.
Yeah.
So it's going to help.
Yeah.
And I think in about 10 days, the worst will be behind us.
I think so, too.
I mean, we'll still have some grass pollens all the way through, you know, spring and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But and some tree pollens, but it's not going to be this extreme level that we're dealing with.
You basically need a rain to kind of refresh every time.
You need a couple. I think what surprised me was we had that rain Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some pollen before that.
Yeah.
It rained Saturday, and it was like Sunday, bam.
Back
we were so into the pollen, just literally overnight.
The pine trees, if you look, you can just see the yellow.
Yeah, just the plumes
just
of yellow
ready
blowing
to
out.
Go. And I was looking at my neighborhood, and even it looked like these pine trees doubled.
Yeah.
In yellow. I'm like, okay, well, and that yellow's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so it's waiting on either the rain to wash it or the wind to come, blow it everywhere.
Rain. Yeah. I've got a lot of big pine trees in my neighborhood, and there are tracks in the roads. Like, the pollen is so thick.
So disgusting.
Yeah.
And I will now attest to what happened here. Andrew was an idiot, and so we come back from my grandpa's funeral and all that. Granted, we're in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
There was not much pollen there now at all.
Right.
So I come back. I put some weed killer down when I left. Before I left, I said, okay, cool. Had a little bit of weeds that were already dead. And I was like, let me just do a basic trim.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I throw on, like, especially this time of year, a mask when cutting grass
because
I know I'm allergic.
Right.
I didn't.
And here you are.
And here we are.
Here you are. This goes back. We discussed this on the last time we talked about pollen on the podcast, where apparently the pine pollen, the pollen that we see, the yellow pollen that's everywhere that we see, isn't what causes the allergies. I call BS. Look at your face.
Yeah.
Face number one. Look at your face.
I know. This whole, like, even this is swollen.
Yeah.
Compared to this,
yeah.
And then all my eyes are swollen.
Yeah.
My cheeks are swollen.
Yeah. You can't have that much crap floating around in the air and it not have, like, an impact on your body. Like I said, I feel it on my teeth, my eyes, and they're not like yours, but I can feel it in my eyes, my nose.
Your eyes are red.
My eyes are always red. I just woke up.
But I do feel it on my teeth.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I say that and people don't get it.
When it's this
thick, I feel like there's pollen on my teeth.
So when you said it during the episode, I was like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And then I did that with the lawnmower and I still can't get it away.
I carry a toothbrush with me this time of the year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, even thinking about it right now, it's like chalk on chalkboard.
Yeah.
So I feel that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kristen. that's how I feel. Pollen sucks, but the end will be near. We do have questions. I'm trying to think if there's anything else we should talk about before we really get to our celebration here later.
Yeah, we hadn't even talked about the celebration.
I know. Do we mention it?
Yeah, we'll mention it now. Yeah, it's our one-year birthday.
It's our 1 year of Are You Serious?
Yeah, 1 year.
Which is crazy.
It feels like it's been years.
Yeah, I was going to say, 1 year feels short.
Yeah. I guess it's because we've done so many episodes.
Yeah, 42.
Yeah.
Which means we've taken 10 weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
That's about right. Yeah. Yeah, we've taken two breaks.
And this is our third season. So we'll have our third live finale sometime.
Yeah.
Well, we still haven't decided that either. But, it's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Things coming up down the road. We have the
National Tropical Weather Conference.
Weather Conference.
In Texas, which I will be at.
Get our forecast or outlook.
Dr. Phil presents his forecast down there. I'll be leaving there, going to the eclipse outside of Austin. Jenna is officially on the payroll.
She is.
As of this week.
Here.
She started Monday.
Whoop whoop.
The only team in the area with 5 meteorologists on board.
I love that.
Although she's, let's go 4.5 because she hadn't graduated yet.
She's technically not. She's
come
like,
May, we'll, come
she's
May.
She's 6 hours away.
Yeah, come May. Well, you know, I'm going to make her, I'm going to push her. Make her suffer a little
bit.
She
just drops out.
Yeah, I'm not going to call her a meteorologist till we get that degree.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's fun. A lot of fun things that she's going to be working on. So you'll see her here and there and everywhere. At times.
Also, too, if you missed it, we announced our partnership with CCMF. We knew that was happening.
Yeah, we did. So if we can't get into a lot of specifics, but that's huge.
Massive.
That is huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun. That will be
the official
in June,
media partner of CCMF.
Which, of course, will be a busy time for us with Hurricane Week and everything else. So we're trying to figure all that out. But yeah, just know lots of good stuff down the road, which is good to see. As far as you go, how you been?
I've been good. I've basically had a career and personal highlight of my life develop in the past couple of days.
Oh, I really already forgot.
Wow, appreciate it. I've pretty well broken into the upper echelon, the upper crust of the meteorological community.
You have.
Sunday, so let's back up. You know how I fangirl over Josh Morgerman, right? You've heard me do it on here. iCyclone, I'm going to say it again, follow him, watch his stuff. It's
so good.
Just amazing.
It's so good.
Like at the top of the storm chaser hurricane food chain is Josh. Josh Morgerman.
Yeah. Number
He's
one.
At the top. I'm a fangirl. Met him last year in Texas for the hurricane conference. Fangirled out like crazy. So Sunday, Josh slides into my DMs on the Twitter and invites me to his housewarming party in Gulf Shores, Alabama. No. What is it? Oh, God, where is it?
It's in Mississippi.
Not Gulf Shores. Not Gulf Breeze. Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot. It's right next to...
I just know it's Mississippi.
It's right next to Pass Christian. It's east of New Orleans. It's in Mississippi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm doing this. And I was going to send this to him to watch. Well, that's not going to happen.
Well, this...
Bay St. Louis. Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Which is on the Gulf.
What you do is you just you start the story now.
Yeah.
And then we'll...
Yeah. So, anyway, so... Josh, again, chases hurricanes all over the world. Violent hurricanes in the most remote places in the world, including here in the U.S. Anyway, obviously the Gulf Coast is very hurricane prone. He loves it there. He wanted a house there. So he's basically built what he called the Hurricane House. And it's a Category 5 sturdy home that he has built there in Bay St. Louis. And he's having a housewarming party on June 1st to kick off the hurricane season.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of people hanging out. You know, Jim Cantore.
Never heard of him. No, just kidding.
Reed Timmer.
It's nuts.
Which, if you're a weather geek, you know that name.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, me. I'm so excited and nervous. I can't stand it. Like, what do I get him for a housewarming party?
Well, see, that's awkward. That's a hard question, A, because you know him, but you don't know
But I
him.
Don't, so it can't be too personal. It can't reek of fangirl. You know? It has to be kind of cool. Because he's a cool guy. Like, he's friggin' cool.
Oh, that's tough.
I know. Some people suggested a painting.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah. But if I did a painting.
You're going to do it?
If I did a painting.
It's a little creepy.
It's a little creepy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give him like a self-portrait.
No, but not.
If I did a painting, it would be something small. Because then, like, if somebody gives me a painting, I'm going to feel obligated to, like, have it hanging up when they come to my
100%.
House.
Yeah.
Now, there's a good chance I'll never go back to Josh's house again
after
the housewarming party.
After he realizes how excited you are.
Yeah. So, a small. And that way, if he's like, oh, thanks, great. And then he can just, like, put it in a drawer somewhere and not feel too guilty.
Yeah.
But he has commented on a couple of my painting posts.
Okay.
Yeah. So see.
Well, then, yeah, that's probably your safest bet.
Yeah.
I was going to say something with like something customized with all the things he's chased. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a. I thought about. Well, I'm not going to say it because he may watch this.
Yeah.
But I've got a couple ideas.
Okay.
So be looking forward. Yeah, June 1st, start of hurricane season.
We're going to need a before.
I was. Yeah.
We're going to prep.
Right. Right. I was telling my boss, our boss, about it, Matt Stanley. And he was like, first of all, he was like, who? So that ticked me off. And then he wanted me to go down there and like do a story on the house and how that's made. So I told him, I said, forget everything I said. I'm just going to take a couple days off in June. I'm not going down there to
some
work.
Some personal day.
I'm not going down there to work.
Yeah.
I'm going down to hang out with Josh and Reed and Jim. Have a couple beers and some burgers.
Man.
That's what I'm doing. Go down there to work.
The stories that will come from that.
Can you imagine?
What's crazy is like you've mentioned three of the names, and I know there's going to be so many.
There's
going to
be
there
so many more.
That when you walk in and see the other people, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then there's little old me.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of big.
It is big.
It's big.
That's a big update too. That'll be coming up in June. So we'll do a preview in what, May?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could get my hands on the invite list.
You're invited. Just
I know, but I want to see who else is going to be there. I need to know how to prepare. Like, I've got to think about what I'm going to wear.
I was going to say, what are you dressing?
Yeah.
Like business
casual? I'm going casual. It's June on the Gulf Coast. It's kind of like Myrtle Beach. We don't do business casual in the summer.
Shorts and a button down with some flip-flops.
Yeah. I think that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be swampy down there.
Yeah. All right.
In Mississippi.
Mississippi. June 1st.
Bay St. Louis.
Just down the road from Pass Christian, Mississippi. Or if you're from there, Pass Christian, Mississippi. Home of Hurricane Camille's landfall.
Oh.
Category 5, 1969.
Sarah, Texas has stopped tapping the table. So, sorry, Sarah. You would think after a year of doing this, we know.
We still get told what to do.
Once again.
Whoa, we got all those? Because we almost emptied the box last time, didn't we?
Yeah, and we have quite a bit in here now, which is crazy because I don't think, with the passing of my grandpa, I was...
you weren't exactly...
I wasn't in the live chat, attention. And you were getting ready to fill in for me, so I don't think we had a ton of people in there.
You know, I don't... I'm the worst at keeping up with the questions.
Well, trust me, there's some days where I'm like, oh, I got to go through and find them again. So we have a couple in here. Let's go ahead and figure this out. Barry, why is Tornado Alley shifting to Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama? Appreciate it. Also, you both nerding out about weather in general makes for a great episode.
Love it.
I love that he likes that we nerd out. Thank you, Barry.
This one's a little deeper than you think. Has there been a shift? Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of that shift, I think, was previously there, but was less noticed. You know,
I think that's fair.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Got less attention.
Mm-hmm.
The tornadoes in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, typical Tornado Alley. When you think of a tornado, you think those places.
Mm-hmm.
They're very well documented.
Mm-hmm.
They're very easily documented. Mm-hmm. They're very visible tornadoes. They're just your classic tornadoes. Dixie Alley, as it's called, the sort of shifting Tornado Alley, which is Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, kind of the Gulf Coast states, the tornadoes can tend to be really powerful. They tend to hit more populated areas because there's more people that live there. They tend to hit at night a lot of times, especially the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Which means less people are getting warning,
mm-hmm.
Which means, sadly, more injuries, more fatalities.
I think that's fair.
Now, there has been a shift over the past, especially, 30 years-ish?
Yeah.
There has been a shift.
I would still say, though, if you give me a classic Supercell setup in the plains...
Mm-hmm.
compared to the classic setup in Dixie Alley,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see, and I think this is just because of the equipment as well and the coverage.
Yeah.
Like Oklahoma City, when they go tornado warning and they bring up the helicopters. Yeah.
And their team of 15 storm chasers.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
but,
crazy.
Like you also said, the population, most of the time, these are through fields.
Yeah.
And you'll see. Now, granted, there's instances like Moore, Oklahoma, and stuff like that. Yes. But the population, as you go west, is a lot more spare.
Yeah. You get into the western part of Tornado Alley, Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle. They're in western Kansas. There ain't nothing.
Yeah.
It's a couple of cows and a rattlesnake.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I think I saw some random weird stat that Emily was telling me about this at dinner one night. 77% of the population in the United States is east of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the exact stat. Welcome to our journalism.
Well,
here.
That sounds like an exciting date y'all had.
But,
what a date night.
But I think that's also a really good representation of this is because when we do hear the fatalities and the injuries, it's typically in the deep south.
Yeah, and that also kind of goes hand in hand with if you look back at sort of tornado frequency, say over the past 50 or 60 years, there's an increase.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily an increase in tornadoes.
Yeah.
There's more people that see them in this.
Yep, that's changed the game.
Game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Reporting and visually seeing and confirming tornadoes with cameras and phones.
Not to mention just the storm chaser community in general.
Yeah, yeah.
People like Mitch who we had in, who just go out and they'll spend the weekend out there.
Like my friend Reed Timmer.
So
we'll be at the party in Bay St. Louis.
We'll end it at that. Thanks, Barry.
All right, let me go in.
Grab one.
Let's see. From someone in the industry, anything on hazard simplification or alerts would be incredible to hear you two talk about. Jeff Orrick, former WMBF intern, who is now in the field, in the business.
Yeah.
Down on the Gulf Coast.
And killing it. I actually watched one of his forecasts last week. And
Jeff's doing it.
Come a long way.
Jeff is doing it.
Jeff, I think there should be a course for anyone entering broadcast meteorology that is required to talk about effective communication.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I feel like we, especially when you're going for the meteorology degree, you're drilled into this way of saying things and doing things and even like National Weather Service verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows what a small craft advisory is?
Yeah.
Or who knows what a storm surge warning fully means? So figuring out a way to effectively communicate what this means for the viewer, I think would help out a long way.
And it takes a lot of work and a lot of time.
And a lot of practice.
You brought up, the great examples. And there are so many ways. If we're talking about severe thunderstorms on the way tomorrow, this storm right here could produce, 1-inch diameter hail.
Mm-hmm. No one knows.
This quarter size hail.
Yeah.
There's so many ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I have learned, especially here, especially with the recent bout of hurricanes, and it took a big learning experience for me, that really started with Matthew, was sort of explaining storm surge and what to expect. For me, that's the blessing from all of our recent hurricanes.
Yep.
I can get up and say we're going to get a 6-foot storm surge, and nobody knows what that means.
Yep.
But if I get up and say, okay, when we hit 6 feet, we're sending waves over the dune line, we're flooding Cherry Grove, we're flooding Garden City, this road's going to flood. You learn all of that.
Yeah.
Through experience and through history, and people get that more than they get 6 feet of storm surge, or we're going to get 10 inches of rain. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That means, hey, if you flooded from this storm, you're probably going to flood this time. That retention pond in your neighborhood, it's probably going to flood.
Yeah.
That creek in your backyard, it's going to flood. and it may flood back. You do it, you relate it to things people know.
And think about it, you know, we can all relate to a storm that we remember growing up or mm-hmm. that impacted us in some mm-hmm. way. So when you do that, if you bring up a storm, then it clicks with them. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, got it. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So for hurricanes, that works out really well for us.
Yeah. And we've done that a lot. We did it, 2 years, our last hurricane, Ian, you know.
Yeah.
Now, granted, Ian's water level came in a lot higher than we thought it would, but leading up to it, you know, okay, here's the forecast. We're going to be, you know, lower than Matthew, but higher than Isaias.
Mm-hmm.
That gives people a reference point.
Yeah.
You know, people don't understand numbers. Most people don't understand the difference between a watch and a warning.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know, and then you start throwing in advisories, and you keep it impact based, as we've said. You know, we've talked about it a million times on here, what to expect, impact based.
And that goes even for the typical day to day and week to week.
Yeah, day to day.
Just a 30% chance of rain.
Yeah.
Just really breaking down what that means. Mm-hmm. And I would almost tell you, Jeff, or for anyone that wants to really focus on getting the business, less is more.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the way of just what's on your graphic, but mm-hmm. also how many graphics maybe you even have in your show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just spend the time to walk people through what they need for that.
And here's another really good one. We deal with this a lot around here in the summer. Alerts. You don't have to show every alert that's in effect.
No.
Or advisory. Or mm-hmm. because there are very certain and specific thresholds that the National Weather Service uses to issue alerts and mm-hmm. advisories.
Yep.
Sort of the classic example that I think of around here that we deal with a lot in the summer is the heat advisory.
Mm.
Anything over 105, the Weather Service will issue a heat advisory.
Yep.
There are many times where the Weather Service will issue, and this is not a slam against the Weather Service, they will issue a heat advisory for interior Horry County into the PD, but not on the beach.
Yeah.
Well, we've been here long enough. It may technically not get to 105, but it's going to be 104, mm-hmm. and there's probably going to be a 105 and a 106 here and there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Instead of showing the alert
yeah.
and having people, well, why is it Myrtle Beach in it?
Yeah.
Show the numbers.
Yeah.
Show the numbers.
Yep. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
And then you could just say heat advisory out for today, and there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Or you can just say it's going to be hot.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like we overthink it just because it's the way we were taught growing up.
Yeah, and the Weather Service is working on trying to sort of cut back on the amount
mm-hmm.
of alerts that they issue. I know they're definitely doing it for winter products.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting away with the winter weather advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, who knows the difference between a winter weather advisory, a winter storm watch, a winter storm warning? Nobody. I barely know it.
It's one of those things that we talked about with the Storm Prediction Center of slight marginal enhanced.
Yeah. Yeah. Level one, level two, level three.
Yeah. Keep it.
Yep.
Keep it just like that.
Oh, that was fun. Nice job, Jeff.
Let's see. Will you all be doing a hurricane week similar to last year?
Who is that? Is that Rose?
It's anonymous.
So we've been thinking about that. And we're going to do something, but we got a lot going on. As we talked about, we got CCMF. That's in June. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out of town the first weekend in June for the start of hurricane season because I got to go down to Bay St. Louis to hang out with the upper echelon of the weather community.
Tell Reed you said hello.
Tell Reed, yeah. I'll pass it along. We're going to do something. I don't know if we're going to do a full week. Because we're going to be tired because we got the golf thing.
Just the golf thing.
We got the golf thing.
Yeah, Myrtle Beach Classic.
And then we got the Myrtle Beach Classic, also the partner with that. So that's going to be a week of craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got a little bit of a break. Then we've got CCMF. And it's just a lot going on. And we're going to be, mm-hmm. this is going to be a busy place. So I hadn't even told you about this. So some breaking news for you here live on the podcast. Instead of an entire week, since there has been a change in, I can't even look at you. since there has been a change in the evacuation zones here in the Grand Strand,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking we do a 3-day hurricane week with a very detailed and specific focus on the new zones. So maybe we do one day in zone A, one day in zone B, one day in zone C. Mm. What do we think?
I kind of like it.
Yeah. That way we can really focus on that zone, those impacts, those people. If you're in that zone, you come see us. We talk, we hang out. We have a full day dedicated to each zone because they're a lot different than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going
to. If you're not in a zone, you could still come to.
You can still come hang out if you're not in a zone. It's still good to know.
Yeah.
Is that Jenna?
Yeah, I think so.
Jenna.
We have no structure to this show whatsoever.
Yeah. Come say hi. It doesn't matter. You're almost a meteorologist now. Just say hey. Look, we told you she was here.
Hey guys.
She's all right. Go to your meeting.
She's made it.
Go to your meeting.
Absolutely no structure.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't mind that though. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's also 3 days.
And it's just 3 days instead of a week, which means less work for us. And let's face it, we're not getting any younger.
And if so,
you can't.
I can't even talk.
Spit all over the table.
If someone was wondering, like, are we doing a live podcast or anything like that? I'll be honest, I have not even thought more than like 2 weeks from now.
We also in June have the AMS conference.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every weatherman in the country almost is going to be in Myrtle Beach for a couple days.
Is Josh coming to that one?
No, because it's a broadcast meteorology thing. So, no. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it in August.
He's kind of too big for that. He's kind of too big for it.
You should be his agent.
I should. Andy. Oh, this is a good one. So, the Today Show said atmospheric river, and I heard y'all chuckle a little bit about this, but... What is it and why is it used? It's basically the jet stream that flows across the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And it tends to get a lot of attention when it's loaded, especially with moisture, and sort of slams onto the West Coast, and especially in a wintertime pattern, especially in an El Nino winter like we've had, the West Coast. They get these storms, and they sort of line up one after another, and you'll get a storm every couple of days, and it dumps huge snow, and it dumps huge rain. It's fine. It's a fine term.
They now have
Pineapple Express.
Levels of it, too.
Yeah.
Like AR1, 2,
yeah,
3,
yeah,
and 4.
An atmospheric river. Yeah. It's another, God bless our people in the media.
Remember again, that hazard simplification question?
Yeah.
Literally what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And this mainly comes from sort of the high network level.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of consultants in this business
mm-hmm.
who, you know, you got to get that headline in and it's got to grab your attention. And what does it more than a level 4 atmospheric river? There's no scientific basis behind that. It's just like that other network that names winter storms. It's not a scientific thing. It's just it's a media thing to get your attention. Yes, atmospheric river, fine, it happens. It's inside baseball speak. It's basically just the jet stream. If it's picking up a lot of moisture from down by Hawaii before it reaches the West Coast, they'll sort of nickname it the Pineapple Express. Cute little name for it, fine, but it's mainly just a buzzword, just like the buzzwords come and go, whether it's bomb cyclone or polar vortex or whatever.
And other than the Northwest, your atmospheric river is not really going to change much for us.
Yeah, it's a West Coast kind of thing.
And the West Coast knows what it is and said, okay, it's going to be a rainy period here.
Yeah.
Some heavy rain.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what we would say if we got, we have a tropical depression coming in.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Instead of if I were on the West Coast and saying, oh man, I'd much rather say, man, we've got, the potential for flooding rain and huge mountain snow instead of a level 4 atmospheric river headed our way, whatever the frick that is.
Yeah. I just know there's levels now.
Yeah.
I think it's four levels. So, Andy, good question.
Yeah, that was fun.
A couple more here and then we probably should do our thing. What is the wind chill?
It's what it feels like when it's cold and the wind's blowing.
There's a chart for the actual...
There's a chart and there's a mathematical formula, but it's basically... I'm just trying to think of a way to simplify it, and this is a good lesson on simplifying. It's simply is what it feels like, the combination of the temperature and the wind, mm-hmm. what it feels like. Technically, it's what it would feel like to exposed skin.
Skin, yeah.
Exposed skin.
You can be covered up, and you're not going to fully feel the wind chill like you would if you
right.
had on something a little bit lighter. Right. But your wind speeds and the temperature will give you whatever that wind chill is. Yeah. So our wind chills here don't get terrible.
No, we'll have some teens every winter.
In the winter.
I've seen us occasionally. We've had below zero
yeah.
wind chills. That's when we get wind chill warnings or wind chill advisories, which, again, fine, whatever. But I'd rather tell you it's going to feel like 5 below zero when you step out.
Same thing. Opposite for summer.
For heat index. Heat index, yeah.
So you think of what basically the moisture in the air, your temperature, and with that, you get the feel-like temperature,
yeah.
which is what we call our heat index.
Yeah, so, what it feels like and the effects it will have on you.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Good question, Rosalind. Let's do one more.
One more.
And then we'll bring out our celebration. I see the one that you...
Is it real or just a myth that a dramatic change in barometric pressure can cause some people to experience aches in their joints or previously healed broken bones?
Mark, we finally got to it.
We finally got to it, Mark. And for Mark standards, that's a pretty easy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's totally real.
It is real.
It is totally real. As your atmospheric pressure, which let's just go back to that real quick, just for basic weather 101, you know, what is atmospheric pressure? It's literally the weight of the atmosphere mm-hmm. above us.
Yep.
The weight that it is exerting on us and our surroundings, and that has an impact on your body.
Yeah.
Higher pressure, more. Lower pressure, less yeah. of a force on your body. And yeah, it absolutely impacts aches and pains and broken bones, just like temperature changes do. You know, things expand and contract as temperatures go up and down.
Expand based off pressures and push yeah. against those joints.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird to think about.
Yeah, if you've ever been on a high mountain,
mm-hmm.
probably gotten a really bad headache.
Yeah,
the pressure is so low.
Mm-hmm.
Many instances, but yeah, it is absolutely true. Temperature changes, barometric pressure changes, and some people moisture changes. A lot of people say, "Oh, it's going to rain." My knee's hurting. It's not really the rain that you're picking up mm-hmm. on, but it's probably the changing pressure.
Yep.
If there's a big storm coming, the pressure is going to be falling.
Yeah.
That you're feeling that, not necessarily the rain on the way. You're feeling the change in pressure.
And, you know, 9 times out of 10, with a change in lower pressure, you are mm-hmm. going to get some sort of with there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's where that theory comes in. Another good way to think about this, if you ever set it to a mountain, when we went to our honeymoon, we went to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they always tell you have to get acclimated before you go out and hike.
Yeah.
Because if not, your body can't handle such a pressure change mm-hmm. that when you're exerting yourself,
mm-hmm.
you'll get altitude sickness very quick.
Let me tell you something. First time I went out west.
Oh, you had?
First time I went out there, ooh. My first ever big winter trip. Got on a plane in Myrtle Beach, landed in Denver a couple hours later.
Mm.
I didn't spend any time in Denver. Denver's a mile high already. Mm-hmm. So I'll go from sea level to a mile high. Then I decided to stay in a cabin at almost 12,000 feet and went from, again, Myrtle Beach, Denver, 12,000 feet, top of a mountain cabin. I've never been so sick in my life.
Ugh.
Vomiting, a headache to the point I thought I was having a stroke. It was horrible. It was a solid 24 hours of being completely immobilized. From altitude sickness. Now I know how to handle it. Mm-hmm. You know, you hydrate like crazy. Man, you hydrate like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick up one of those cans. All the little ski shops out in the Rockies have literally little cans of oxygen.
Yeah.
And you keep them with you. And you just have to do it, especially if you're doing something active, you
mm-hmm.
know. I would walk up and down the steps in the cabin, you know. Yeah, that's what you have to do.
If you think you're out of shape, like in Myrtle Beach,
just go to 12,000 feet.
Go to the Rockies.
Right, yeah. And imagine all this. Out of shape at sea level and then send me up to 12,000 feet.
When we did our honeymoon and I was carrying luggage up, I was like,
yeah. Yeah, even in Denver, yeah, just walking down the street in Denver, if you're not used to it, you feel it.
It's crazy. It.
Yeah.
Olympians actually train there. There's a Olympic headquarters mm-hmm. in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. They train there
yeah.
to acclimate to where then when they go to a lower altitude, they're equipped to win gold, and it makes a lot of sense. So, anyways, let's talk 1 year.
Let's do 1 year. We've got some fun stuff planned.
Of, I don't know if it's that fun. Here. A little happy birthday tribute.
Excuse me.
We're going to bring Anya and Sarah out.
Yeah.
And I think, too, we are celebrating with a little cake.
Yeah. A little cake.
Somehow you decorated it.
I didn't decorate it. Oh,
you didn't decorate it.
No.
You bought it.
What did I say? I wasn't here. I haven't seen you yet. Out of the box. Out of the box.
And
we try to keep it a little classy in here.
Basically, all the money.
Why didn't you tell her? I did tell
her. All the money we made from season one went to this cake.
No, it didn't. That cake came out of my pocket. And I saved the receipt. I saved the receipt.
Oh, that's funny.
I sure did. We don't have all day, ladies.
So I do have to ask.
Yeah.
Favorite episode of season, not season one, year one.
I would almost say every episode from this season. I feel like we have really, oh, just come on in, come on in, come on in. Look.
So this is Anya and Sarah.
You remember Anya, guest from season two.
Oh my God, we've got a happy birthday thing.
Look at it. I got it. Okay. I've got it. It's not going to slide. Look, happy birthday, are you serious? So thanks to the lovely ladies at Publix.
Are you going to clip this and send it to them?
Nah.
What flavor is it?
White. Okay. I was in kind of a hurry. So this is Sarah. Have we seen Sarah?
No, but we're going to do a episode with Sarah.
Yeah.
We're going to do it now, but we had too much to talk about.
Yeah. I just asked her if I could direct it.
Oh, direct, switch roles? We should put Jamie directing it.
No. Yeah. No, I would direct this right off the air. Yeah, that would be fun. So these two were really the ones who make all this happen.
Do everything.
Do everything. Anya puts it together. Sort of the post-production. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't really do much like during the show, but
no, yeah.
Yeah, it's all your work comes after. You're doing all the work during
mm-hmm.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you say something funny, I try to write it down. Mm.
You wrote a lot down this episode, didn't you?
No.
She wasn't even in there.
No. And then Sarah sets up her set, mm-hmm. does the little camera look.
Yeah, yeah, so every camera shot you see changing. That's her.
Our mics tell us to stop tapping. Mm-hmm. They text us.
Yeah.
That's the first thing she said when I walked in there.
Tapping.
It's because.
Cup up and down on the desk.
I could barely hear Jamie today because I'm just so. He said I look terrible.
He looks awful.
Did you send him the picture you sent me?
Yeah. I told him. Did you not hear me? I screamed and jumped back from the phone.
That should be like the little clip for this. It's just your face.
We're going to have to put that picture in. Yeah. That'll be the thumbnail for this episode.
No one will click on it.
Yeah.
They're going to say, what happened?
Should we have them over too? Psst. Erica. Maddie B. We're having a party. So far, this is really anticlimactic.
Are we bringing everybody?
Yeah. Is Lauren over there?
Lauren, she's recording in the back.
Darion. Darion, come on over.
Jump behind Jamie.
It's our birthday party.
It's our birthday party.
1 year.
Yeah, it's 1 year of Are You Serious?
Birthday.
Erica Edwards, everyone. Yeah, you're still. You're like, I have so much to do. I don't have time for your little podcast party.
Also, no one brought plates.
Come on, it's our birthday.
Those are hands.
We don't have all day. Come on. Just come say hi. Because we actually should have you because you were on the very first episode.
Was Darion first?
No. Not as a guest.
He came on to the, are you serious?
Are you, do it.
Yeah.
Wait, very first.
Are you serious? Yes, I was the first.
That was literally very first
that
episode.
Is true.
Yeah. So look,
well,
a year
Lauren.
Later.
It's a year later.
There's Lauren.
Yeah. Don't be shy.
It's our 1 year birthday.
Come on, Lauren.
Hey,
happy
friend.
Birthday.
Hey, friend. Where is she?
I don't know. She left.
Lauren, come on. Are you serious?
I don't know.
She's over there.
Oh, she's there.
Oh, she is. Oh, yeah.
If you can't tell, there's no structure.
Yeah. Why is she? No, then why is she not coming?
That's the best part. She's,
Doing what? What is she doing?
And we left the timer back there, so I have no clue.
Oh my goodness.
Where we're at.
So well, happy birthday, y'all.
No, I think we're pretty much done.
I think this is it. Basically.
Appreciate it, y'all. Go back to work.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to take the cake or the cake stays?
Nope, cake stays right here.
Okay. He wants a gobble.
It's for staff and crew only.
Okay.
The four of us. We're going to cut it in four pieces.
Also,
can I take mine home?
There's no doubt it is extremely hot in here.
It is hot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I know, but I'm dripping sweat, I feel like. Oh, okay. So, also, favorite year one episode?
Episode? She asked me this earlier. So,
you
think about it.
All right.
We'll come back to Anya next.
We have to move things along here. Go ahead.
Sarah?
Either the fall one or Lauren's. Fall. Just because I love you.
The foliage.
Foliage, like, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, foliage bored me to tears.
I love fall, though.
The Lauren favorite. Episode was good. Yeah.
Or
Snow. George. Oh, what a great episode that was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Both.
Yeah, I loved
it. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, no, I'm going with all of season three.
Okay, cool.
I just feel comfortable. I feel like we're in our groove.
Yeah. We had no idea how we were doing any of this today. But
yeah, or in any other episode, but it's fun. It's fun. Okay, what about you?
I still think Lombardo's.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah,
yeah, I bet you do.
I could barely talk.
I know.
George is also up there.
Yeah.
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 I think he's my favorite.
For sure.
Like,
for sure.
One we've done.
We would love to hear your favorite episode.
Yeah.
And also favorite or ideas for future episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my big experience in Bay St. Louis coming up in Mississippi is going to be a huge – that may be a two-parter.
Eclipse?
The eclipse, yeah. The eclipse is kind of here compared to the housewarming party.
Oh, okay.
You didn't hear about the housewarming party? You know iCyclone, Josh Morgerman? that I'm fangirling about?
Yeah, yeah.
He invited me to his housewarming party.
Why? That's what we said. Why?
Jamie's important. You didn't know?
Guest lists include Jim Cantore.
Our favorite.
Reed Timmer, Storm Chaser.
Mm-hmm. Extraordinary. Like the upper crust of the weather world.
No, what? That's James Spann.
James Spann, no.
I don't think he's invited.
I love James Spann.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Spann there.
I'm just like, you want a plus one?
Yeah. Oh, now you're excited?
Yes.
Could we have James Spann on the podcast?
I think we could.
Really?
Remember the shirt I got you for your birthday?
Yeah.
He's very podcast friendly.
He's very, yeah, we could.
I would freak out.
Yeah. Speaking of, we're working on a couple of other big guests.
Mm-hmm.
You're working on Jim.
Trying to.
I'm working on my crush.
If we have James Spann on the, you have to wear a shirt.
What, respect the polygon?
Yeah, the one I got you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll wear the suspenders.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be good. Yeah. What would we do, throw them in boxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just pick it solid.
Yeah, that's fine.
Huh. Okay.
Don't you love it when we have a live staff meeting about?
If there's anybody you all would like, let me know.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's have some cake, y'all.
Well, I can wrap it up. It's what you would text
done.
Us.
Yeah.
That does it. How are we going to end this? Are you going to run back there?
No, there's somebody back there.
Oh, okay.
Larry's
cool.
Doing it.
Rate, like, rate,
share, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Happy birthday,
Arnie. Happy birthday. Thank you to all of you who have put up with us for a year to watch and listen and apparently still keep coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers to another year.
Love it. We'll do it. Okay.
Bye, friends.
Are we done?